Welcome to Soul Talk, soulful conversations exploring who you are, why you're here, and how to live your most authentic life. My name is Coop Blackson, nationally best-selling author of You Are the One, transformational teacher, and your host. I invite you to subscribe to the Soul Talk podcast for weekly inspiration from me, where I will share with you some powerful ideas, thoughts, and practical life wisdom to help you live life more fully, freeing yourself from your past, reclaiming your power, and living your true life's purpose. You can also go to www.coopblackson.com, enter your name and email to download my free 2-part video training series and learn the ultimate secrets to happiness and fulfillment. Let's get started with Soul Talk. In today's episode of the Soul Talk podcast, I'm going to explore the power of rest. That's right, rest. So often in our culture today, aren't we taught about hustle and action and movement and doing, and we're a culture that worships doing. We have somehow as a culture become disconnected from being. Rest seems to be a dirty word. But what if rest was the key to your success? What if rest was the key to you moving faster in life? What if rest, in fact, was important in activating power, resources, creativity, and potential inside of you? There are 7 types of rest that I want to briefly turn you onto and discuss so that you can see how you can incorporate more of these dimensions of rest into your life. You know, in order to speed up, I really believe that you have to slow down. And when we don't take time to rest, not only do we burn ourselves out, right? You go. Many of you have a cycle where you act, you go, and then you hit the point of exhaustion, and then you're forced to rest. You collapse. You have no energy in the tank. You feel burnt out. Sometimes your body gives you feedback and communicates to you, and then you get exhausted and your body literally stops. Maybe you get sick. Maybe you catch a cold, right? Maybe you get a bug or a virus. This is your body speaking to you, making you rest. I believe that unless you incorporate rest into your daily habits and routines, you will not be able to create sustained success. You will not be able to sustain stamina of longevity. And what will tend to happen is you will go up, 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 and come crashing down. Have you ever gotten into the cycle where you're high energy, moving, and then you crash down because you're so exhausted? And so I think one of the keys to success in life is not to get to the point of burning yourself out and then being forced to rest, but actually incorporating rest into your life, into your routine, into your daily reality so that you can sustain your energy levels for longer periods of time. I believe that this will enable you to go further. This will enable you to go longer. This will enable you to be more productive. Many times we live life as though it's a race. But the truth is, life is not a race to be won. Life is a journey to be savored. Life is not a race where you're in competition with anyone else. You're on a journey where you get to observe and experience your own inner being in different aspects of life. But I found that the ego, what is it that resists resting? The ego, that which we identify ourselves to be. The ego, which we tend to hold on to for a sense of identity, is what is afraid to rest. You see, the ego's job is to reinforce its sense of self. And many times, the ego is afraid to rest because we are afraid that if we're not doing and we are not the ones doing, then things won't happen. If we're not the ones doing, then nothing will get done. If we're not the doer and the ones doing, then the ego is also afraid that it will no longer exist. And so one of the ways that ego reinforces its sense of selfingness is through activity. And this is why we, have you noticed, we constantly like to keep ourselves busy. Busy, 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 doing more, 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 more. And sometimes you're so busy running around doing things that you're not even sure what the hell you did in the day, but you knew you were busy. And many times the things that you're busy with don't actually move the needle. Many times the things that you're actually busy with didn't actually make a tremendous difference. It's almost as though the ego is afraid to relax. The ego is afraid to just be and sit still and do nothing for a moment. And when you're constantly busy running around, you're often working from fear. You're working from ego, you're working from fear, you're working from lack, you're working from scarcity. You see, there is a time for everything under the sun. And when you're run by ego, when you should be still and resting, your mind is going so fast. And you're doing and running around trying to push a boulder up the mountain. So that when it's time for action, have you ever noticed that sometimes you're still so exhausted because when it was time for rest, you didn't allow yourself to rest. You didn't allow yourself to watch the movie and enjoy it. You didn't allow yourself to enjoy time with your children because when you were with your children, you were busy thinking about work. You didn't allow yourself to enjoy time in nature because you felt guilty that you should have been working and you're working in your mind. And so many times we are resting. Let me put it this way. Many times we're working when we should be resting, and when we should be working, we're so exhausted that we end up procrastinating, that we end up foggy, that we end up burnt out, that we end up not having the clarity. And then we end up not that productive. We're not present where we are, when we are, where we are. We're not present with our kids because we're thinking about work, and we're not present at work because we're thinking about kids. And so there is a power in rest. You sometimes have to slow down so that you can speed up. Rest allows you to rejuvenate yourself. Rest allows you to grow your muscle. You know, even in any exercise routine, when you do light weights or heavy weights, you need to incorporate some time of rest to allow the muscles to rejuvenate, but also allow the muscles to grow. Without rest, you will get burnt out. Rest allows you to tap into new creative ideas. Yet we feel guilty resting. Maybe it's because of the ego, right? The ego is afraid that nothing will get done. The ego is afraid that because the ego reinforces itself through activity. And this is why many times I think we're afraid to meditate, another type of rest. We're afraid to meditate because we're afraid of, the ego is afraid that it won't exist anymore in meditation. And so even spiritually, we're constantly seeking to do some super duper breath technique, some super duper blue eye visualization. Even in spiritual practice, the ego wants to be doing something. And so I believe that when you rest, you'll tap into another dimension of your creativity. You'll tap into new ideas. And sometimes those ideas will be so productive, so innovative, that one idea will take you further than 10 years of work. So there's seven types of rest. The first is mental rest. Mental rest is rest from thoughts. Many times we're constantly thinking, rehashing stories, thinking. It's exhausting when we overanalyze everything, constantly trying to control everything, constantly questioning ourselves, and constantly trying to figure everything out and understand why, how. Sometimes we have to just let it go, to observe the thoughts. Realize that just because a thought is in your mind, it doesn't mean it's real. It doesn't mean it's true. We have to question our thoughts and not let our thoughts run us. When you let your thoughts run you and you engage with every single thought, it will drive you crazy and it will be exhausting. So remember, just because a thought is in your mind doesn't mean it's true and doesn't mean you have to indulge it, doesn't mean you have to listen, and doesn't mean you have to figure everything out. So I would say, stop trying to figure everything out. Sometimes just let things be. and allow life to show you, allow life to reveal itself to you. But the ego is constantly trying to figure everything out mentally, because we mistakenly think that if I can understand everything and figure everything out, then I won't get hurt again like I was hurt when I was a kid. This is a form of control. So mental rest is an important rest. Well, you allow yourself sometimes to just not think. Well, you allow yourself sometimes to do activities that don't require you to engage your mind all the time. Get into your body, dance, move, roll around, laugh, mental rest. The second kind of rest, I'll call it verbal rest. Verbal rest, like as human beings, we're constantly speaking, we're constantly talking, we're on the phone, we're speaking via text, we're speaking at work. Constantly yapping, talking. What we don't realize is that many times, not only is this exhausting, but sometimes the things we're talking about aren't even that important, but we're just so used to talking as a way of reinforcing ourselves and reinforcing our ego's sense of identity. But sometimes our talking is draining us. Sometimes our talking is about gossiping. Sometimes our talking is full of negativity, right? Sometimes our talking is about someone else. Sometimes when we're speaking, we're focusing on all the things that aren't going right. So I want you to observe your language. When we don't give ourselves verbal rest, then we're constantly speaking and talking and talking. We also don't listen. We don't listen to other people, but we also don't listen to ourselves. We also don't listen to our soul's intuition. And so having days or times of silence, maybe it's having one silent day a month, 24 hours, no speaking, no verbal communication, just in silence, where you can listen. In silence, you will hear the voice of your soul. You will hear the guidance of your spirit. Sometimes I think because we feel the nudging of our intuition, we're afraid to listen because we're afraid of what we might be guided to do that we already have a sense of. And so we keep yapping and talking as a way of distracting ourselves. The third kind of rest is social rest. Sometimes we exhaust ourselves because we have our social calendars so filled with hanging out with people, hanging out with friends, going to parties, going to functions, running around, doing this, doing that. We scheduled ourselves so tightly that there's no space to breathe. Hanging around people, especially if they're a drain, can be draining. It will rob you of energy. Hanging around with people or associates that don't uplift you, that don't see who you are, that don't affirm your dreams is also exhausting. It takes so much energy to keep yourself at a high vibration around people that mentally, emotionally, verbally bring you down. And so I think it's really important that you cultivate social rest. Sometimes, though, we're so afraid of being alone, aren't we? But it's only when you allow yourself to take time to be alone, alone time, daily alone time, weekly alone time, monthly alone time. Are you taking time alone? And if you're afraid of being alone, how so? Taking time to be alone so you can connect with yourself. Taking time to be alone so that you can listen to your intuition. Taking time to be alone so that you can hear your own truth. Taking time to be alone so that you can get clarity on your next steps. Social rest. Rest away from people. Rest away from family. Being with yourself. And in that time, you can sit to be still and hear the voice of your own being. You get to become your own best friend. Number four, should we say sensory rest, right? It's like electronic rest. Rest from social media, rest from electronics, rest from lights, rest from devices. We live in such a high-tech culture. You know, I remember many years ago, I read this article that talked about, this was maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, this article talked about how the average person at that time was tempted to log into their social media and their accounts on their phones 150 times. I'm pretty sure that number has grown by 10. How many times do you look onto your phone? It's exhausting. Right now, you live in a world, a matrix, where there is a war for your attention. There is a war for your attention. Social media channels, TV channels, news channels, podcasts, right? And none of these channels have an interest in you being free and being awakened. And so when we don't take time to rest our senses, turn off our devices, not only do we overwhelm, overload, and exhaust our physiology, our minds, our nervous system, it gets exhausting, right? But you're constantly being bombarded with other people's opinions. You're constantly being bombarded with other people's ideas through social media. And there is science to now, I think, back up the effect of light and certain frequencies of light, junk light, on your nervous system, on your body, on your eyes, on your physiology, especially as it gets later into the evening. When we don't turn off devices, screen, blue light, sometimes it's also harder to go to sleep. And so sensory rest. Sometimes we have to unplug our senses from all devices so that we can just become attuned to ourselves again. We as a humanity have become so numb. Have you noticed? We've become so numb because we're always on. We're always bombarded with electronics and devices. Number five, let's call this spiritual rest. Spiritual rest is where you take the time to nourish your soul, nourish your spirit. Quite simply, through meditation, through spiritual community, through prayer, connecting with the divine, through your daily gratitude and cultivating gratitude. When you meditate, you transcend your ego, you transcend yourself, you tap into that deeper dimension of your being, which is the source of all knowledge, all wisdom, all energy. At that level, you recharge yourself. At that level, you tap into a stream of energy that is infinite, that can move and through you and flow through you. Spiritual rest. It's important that we rest spiritually. They talk about on the Sabbath, even God rested on the seventh day. And so, do you have a practice of resting, of spiritual rest, where you're charging your spirit, where you're infusing your spirit, where you're recharging and rejuvenating and connecting with your soul? The more you charge your spirit and the more you connect with your spirit and your soul, the more you will tap into grace, the more you will tap into flow. What you can accomplish with your physical energy and your physical might is nothing that is nothing compared to what you can accomplish when you tap into your soul. Number six, let's call it emotional rest. Emotional rest. It is exhausting when you are constantly thinking about everyone else. It is exhausting when you're constantly trying to please everybody else. It is exhausting when you're trying to take care of everybody's needs. It is exhausting when you suppress your emotions and all the energy that it takes to suppress your emotions. So emotional rest is giving yourself a break from being responsible for others, giving yourself a break from taking on other people's lives and being over-responsible. Emotional rest is also when you just allow each person to have their own reality, to have their own experience, and give them that responsibility back so that you don't have to hold it together for anyone else. Resting emotionally is also when you don't carry on your shoulders other people's burdens, other people's fights, other people's stories. So allowing yourself to rest emotionally, ask yourself, who do you feel responsible for? Who are you over-responsible for? Who are you taking too much responsibility for? And so you can cultivate and explore this through your own journaling, through acknowledging which emotions you may have suppressed that you're carrying that also will exhaust you emotionally when you're carrying and suppressing emotions. Allowing yourself to feel, allowing yourself to cry, allowing yourself to dance and move so that you can express your emotions out and through your body. Going to therapy, giving yourself an emotional outlet, but also allowing yourself to be emotionally supported. Lastly, we'll call it creative rest. Creative rest. Creative rest is where you're nurturing the creative dimension of yourself. When you're burnt out, you lose creativity. But a sign of feeling fully alive is your creativity is awakened. And so spending time to recharge in nature, spending time to draw and create through your art, spending time to dance and move, spending time listening to music, whatever inspires your creativity, whatever allows you to get out of your mind and inspires you to get back into your body so that you can get those creative juices flowing. Sometimes spiritual rest is taking a walk. Sometimes spiritual rest is allowing yourself to travel. Sometimes spiritual rest is taking a drive. One of the things I used to do on Sundays a lot was I would take a drive around Los Angeles where I live and just get lost in a different part of town and explore different coffee shops and restaurants and just explore without any agenda. And this was a creative thing for me because it was an opportunity to just get out of the known, get out of the routines. And so part of creative rest is allowing yourself to get out of the TikTok everyday routines that keep you structured and rigid so that you can tap into different dimensions of yourself and tap into wonder and surprise and joy again. Folks, I believe, especially if you work hard, that rest is important. We live in a culture today that we only worship hard work. But what I realized is that often it's the ego that wants to work hard because there's this underlying wound of not feeling enough. So that I feel that if I work hard and I work hard and I work hard and I work hard and I struggle, then I'm finally going to be enough. And so we don't allow ourselves to rest and we don't realize that we're walking around tense. We're walking around contracted. We're not open. And when we're not open, we're not available. When we're not open, we're not creative. When we're not open, we're not open to new inspiration. We're tight. Your ability to generate power is in direct proportion with your ability to relax. So the more you can relax, the more you can be rested, the more you can be open, the more receptive you are, the more miracles and synchronicities and abundance can flow into your life. So folks, I hope you enjoyed today's short episode on the seven kinds of rest. And I really hope that you allow yourself to schedule and incorporate rest intentionally into your daily reality and life. Otherwise, if you don't intentionally incorporate it, you will hit a point where you get so exhausted and you end up collapsing. Rest is powerful. Sometimes you need to slow down in order to speed up. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please share this episode with anybody in your life that you love. Send me an email, coopblackson@coopblackson.com. I love hearing from you. And those of you that feel inspired by Soul Talk and those of you that feel that you've been put on the planet for a purpose bigger than yourself and you're ready for your breakthroughs, you're ready to go to your next level, I'm doing a very special event in Bali. It's called Boundless Bliss, the Bali Breakthrough Experience, July the 20th through July the 31st. You may have heard of it. It is a truly life-changing event. Folks, I've done this event for the last 12 to 13 years, and 2024 is the final year that I'm going to do this event. And so if you feel ready, go to www.boundlessblissbali.com. That's boundlessblissbali.com. Enter your name, apply. You'll receive an email with the opportunity to have an interview, and we can explore from there. Until next week's episode of Soul Talk, sending you much love. Love now. If you've enjoyed this episode of Soul Talk, please do share the podcast with all of your friends. Let everyone know and make sure you download Soul Talk today. I'm looking forward to next week where I'll get to share more inspiration with you. Meanwhile, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or social media. You can find out more about my work at www.coopblackson.com. If you feel ready to take your life to the next level, join me at my exclusive event in Bali, www.boundlessblissbali.com, where you can find out more and apply. Also, make sure to remember to download my free 2-part video training series and learn the ultimate secrets to happiness and fulfillment at coopblackson.com. Sending you all big hugs and love now.